And we're ready for action here in the second quarter. Kota Shindo bothering Yaki, and Yaki throws the ball. It almost goes out of bounds. Skagway unable to catch up to it, and Edenshaw gets it over to Michael Kennedy, back over to Yaki for Wawak. Yaki, a transfer student from Craig. Oh, and a nice steal attempt by Danny Brady. Steps out of bounds. Almost had it, as the Chieftains are a little loose with the ball today. A lot looser than they were yesterday, or so it seems. Maybe it's just the pressure defense that's getting into their heads a little bit. And a nice little give and go between Trey Marvin and Michael Kennedy. Beautiful pick, give and go opportunity right there. Everything. It had a pick, it had a give and go. Nice play. Marvin lays it in and got fouled on the play. Will go to the free throw line to shoot one. Marvin shot up and no good. Rebound fought for, controlled by Kloak. It was Yaki who went up and got that one, and now he is left open, and that's going to be a two-point shot. His foot was on the line. He missed it. Rebound back to Kloak. Kloak again, another shot. This time, Trey Marvin puts up a three-point bomb, and that one was from three. Skagway beats the trap, gets it over to C.J. Dormito up in the forecourt. C.J. waits for Kota. Kota comes through, makes a nice catch on a tough-to-catch pass, and he's got the ball on the right-hand side, forces up a shot, no good. Rebound fought for, pulled down by Micah Cook. Micah Cook's put back, no good. Rebound comes down to the hands of Yaki, and it's just Kota back there, and he kicks the ball. A really nice play by Kota Shindo that was a three-on-one fast break opportunity. Kota read that pass by Yaki and kicked the ball out of bounds. Nicely done. Ball will go back to the hands of Kloak. Yaki to inbound for Kloak. He is that transfer student from Craig. And he is tough. And Skagway falls asleep at the wheel one more time and is beaten on an inbounds play. That was a quick bucket by Mason Hoppe, and now Skagway's passing. Got to be a little tougher, and, you know, frankly, they've got to catch the ball better. Another turnover, and Kloak has it. Into the lane is Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin's shot, no good, but he gets his own rebound. And a steal by Wyatt Belisle, who is checked into the game. So in the game right now, Micah Cook, Wyatt Belisle, C.J. Dormito, Alex Ackerman, and Kota Shindo for Skagway. Kota works off a screen. Micah Cook rolls to the basket. Over to Alex on the left, back up to Kota. Kota looking to get inside a little bit. He's got a double team. It looks like a 3-2 zone here from Kloak with a big emphasis on Kota Shindo. It might even be a box and one. A nice screen by C.J. Dormito, but Kota Shindo loses the ball, is knocked to the ground. No foul called. Fast break opportunity by Kloak. The ball put up and in by Kloak. Skagway didn't have an answer for that one. Alex Ackerman doesn't see Kota up in the forecourt, sees him too late, throws the ball up over everybody, and Nate Yaki comes flying in to try and intercept the pass that Kota Shindo wasn't even going to go for. It was way too high. Probably the only guy in the gym that could have gotten it was Nate Yaki, and he came down hard on top of Kota. Everybody's okay, but you will have a foul call against Nate Yaki, and it will be Skagway basketball on the sideline. Well called by the officials. 26-4 is the score now. 5:40 to go here in the quarter. Coach Scott Lesh, first-year coach for Skagway, directing traffic. C.J. Dormito will come out of the game. Stephen McKnight checks in for Skagway. Kota brings the ball over the half court. Looks to work. Is defended well. Still has the ball now on the right-hand side. Tries to go by a pick from Alex Ackerman, and it looks like a foul is called. It will be called on Mason Hoppe, and it will be Skagway ball on the outside. They were trying to fight over the pick. A good strategy against the screen. Into Stephen McKnight. His pass back to Alex Ackerman is picked off. Quickly into the forecourt. Blaze Dilts in the game now, and his shot up, no good. Rebounded by Ackerman. Ackerman brings the ball down low and gets fouled by Dilts. Blaze Dilts. Great name. Said it before, I'll say it again. Blaze Dilts. Kota Shindo now has it for Skagway, coming up the right-hand side of the court. Wants to work off a pick from Stephen McKnight. Does so beautifully. Gets a shot up. No good. Almost into the hands of Micah Cook, but unable to come down with it. And quickly into the forecourt. A racing shot by the Chieftains. No good. It was Mason Hoppy who caught the long baseball pass, tried to lay it in. It would have been a circus shot if he'd made it. Didn't. Now Wyatt Belisle has the ball on the left-hand side. He's looking, you know, kind of pivoting a little bit. Gets the back ball back over to Kota. Kota with a 15-foot jump shot. No good. And the rebound comes down to the hands of Alex Ackerman. He puts it back up. Is fouled on the play by Nate Yawkey. Kota has yet to catch fire in this game, but Skagway is playing a much better brand of basketball tonight again than they were last night, so let's keep that up, Skagway. Alex Ackerman at the line. His first shot up, and good. One of the things Alex Ackerman does so well, he shoots the free throws very well. Wyatt Belisle to check out. Colton Belisle to check in for Skagway. Stephen McKnight, Micah Cook, Alex Ackerman, Colton Belisle, and Kota Shindo all on the court for Skagway. Now Alex Ackerman's second shot up and good. Yawkey has the ball for the Chieftains. Yawkey, their standout sophomore. On the left, it goes to Silas Makaseyed. Back over to Yawkey. As Yawkey kind of ran the baseline, back over to Makaseyed. Makaseyed wants to do something with the ball, gets it up top to Yawkey. Yawkey looking at that man-to-man defense by Skagway. Oh, a quick pass down low to Mason Hoppy. His shot, no good, contested. Rebound fought for, pulled down by the Chieftains. Chieftains shot up, no good by Hoppy. Rebound by Kota Shindo with a nose for the ball. Kota very athletic and able to do a lot of things on the court. Gets it into the forecourt to Belisle. Colton Belisle, his 19-foot jump shot is up and good. For Skagway, 26-8 the score with 3:49 to go in the half. Yawkey quickly up into the forecourt with the ball for the Chieftains. Yawkey wants to work it with his left hand over the left-hand side. He's defended by Kota Shindo. Quickly over into the sideline area, and a shot attempt is off by Silas Makaseyed, and he is fouled on the jump shot. That is a big no-no in the game of basketball. Michael Cook came over and fouled the jump shooter, so it will give him the opportunity to get two shots from the free throw line instead of that wild shot that he was taking from the corner. And it looks like I'm wrong about that. It looks like they will not call it in the act of shooting. They're going to call it either after the shot or at some point on the floor. Nope, we're going back to the free throw. Well, yeah, all right. You know, they'll get it. That was the correct call. The correct call was he was in the act of shooting, in my estimation, and he will go to the line to shoot to Silas Makaseyed. For Kloak, his first shot up and good. And it is a two-shot foul. Alex Ackerman was ready with the ball underneath the basket to inbound it, but he's got to wait just a minute. Second shot up, off front of the rim, rebounded by Kota Shindo. Great box out by the Skagway Panthers. Kota Shindo on the right-hand side of the court. Blows by his defender, Galactinov. Skagway turns the ball over, though. And it is Galactinov with the ball now. Back over to Yawkey up at the top of the key. Yawkey wants to work on Kota Shindo. Kota Shindo wants to steal the ball from Yawkey. Kota doing a great job defending one of the class players in our conference. And Yawkey gets the ball into the middle of the court. Is shot up off the front of the rim. Kota Shindo comes down with it and is harassed heavily. Gets the ball over to Colton Belisle. Back to Kota Shindo. Kota working on Galactinov, bringing it up into the forecourt. Looking to get it into the high post. His pass a little bit low to Stephen McKnight. Pass through the legs of Stephen McKnight. And that's a turnover. And it was the right look, just the wrong pass by Kota Shindo into the free throw line area. It looks like that ball did go off of Kloak, so it will be Skagway basketball with 2:41 to go in the half, 27-8 to score. Colton Belisle open and has the ball on the right-hand side. Alex Ackerman wants to get into the key. Skagway's got to work on there. Spacing. Colton Belisle takes a shot off backboard, off rim, no good. And rebound into the hands of Yawkey. Yawkey wants to bring it up into the forecourt. Comes up into the lane, and a beautiful up-and-under move by Nate Yawkey. That's what you get from being in the gym all day. He came up, ball fake, got his defenders up in the air, slipped through on the left-hand side, laid it up and in, and a beauty. 29-8 the score now. Kloak up over Skagway, and Kloak starting to show their dominance here on their home court with a big hometown crowd. Yawkey's first shot up and is good. I'm sorry, that was just a one shot after he made the bucket. light pressure by Klawock as Galakhtinov is just going to shadow Kodashindo everywhere he goes on the court. So it's up to the remaining four Skagway Panthers to get something working. Colton Belisle has the ball, gets it over to Koda. Koda quickly into the lane with a teardrop move. Oh, a beauty by Kodashindo. Absolutely stunning shot into the lane with that teardrop right-handed shot. He is fouled. The bucket is good, and he will shoot one. 30-10 now the score. 2:10 left to go in the half. Koda's free throw is up and perfect. A tremendous free throw shooter, Kodashindo. So the Chieftains have the ball in the hands of Nate Yawkey. He gets it quickly up to Galakhtinov, back over to Yawkey. Yawkey wants to work it on the other side of Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin likes a 23-foot jump shot and nails a 23-foot jump shot for three. 33-11 now the score. Colton Belisle has it for Skagway. Brings it up the court. It's defended by Yawkey. Gets it over on the left to Ackerman. Ackerman drives into the lane and it's fouled. And a nice job by Alex Ackerman. Splitting the defense and getting into the lane, drawing the foul. Skagway needs to find that. Getting to the basket is one of the most important things Skagway can do. You draw fouls, you get good looks, you get to the free throw line. So Alex Ackerman with his free throw routine, first shot up. No good. Micah Cook there fighting for the rebound. Colton Belisle also fighting for the rebound. We're going to get a jump ball situation. Great hustle by Colton, and the jump ball rebound comes down in the hands of Micah Cook. Gets it over to Stephen McKnight. Stephen McKnight's pass to Koda. Mishandled a little bit, but all good. Panther basketball. Kodashindo working on Galakhtinov. Gets into the lane. Another teardrop jump shot. Oh, boy. A runner. A teardrop runner in the lane by Kodashindo. And Kodashindo's got it going now late in the first half. 33-13 the score. Quickly to Galakhtinov and almost picked off there by Koda. Trey Marvin with the ball. Makes a jumper. Doesn't take it. Yawkey gets it over to Galakhtinov. His jump shot, no good. And Skagway basketball. Colton Belisle has it now. Gets it over to Ackerman, but his pass hits Ackerman in the shins, and that's not a good place to catch a pass. We had a coach one time tell me there's no such thing as a bad catch, only a bad pass. So ball goes back over to Klawock with 42 seconds. They're not looking for one quite yet, I don't believe. Nate Yawkey into a double team. Gets the ball back up top to Trey Marvin. Trey Marvin passes it over to Galakhtinov. Back over to Marvin. Back over to Galakhtinov. Oh, a beautiful pass. A backdoor cut by Nate Yawkey. And Galakhtinov found him, and he put it in. And it's sort of an alley-oop style fashion, but it was a quick turnover now as ball stolen from Belisle, from Colton, by Nate Yawkey. Colton Belisle had the ball and was looking for someone to outlet it to, and then traveled to turn the ball right back over as Nate Yawkey's behind-the-back pass didn't find who it was going to. Well, it results in a Klawock possession. Galakhtinov from three, no good. Rebound down to Yawkey. Trey Marvin now, he wants a three-point shot. His shot up, rims out, no good. And that's where we're going to sit after a half. 35-13 is the score. And it may sound like a little bit of a rout, but it was a much better played basketball game tonight for the Skagway Panthers